Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of May 2017, and this is the 583rd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's very chilly today. It's very overcast. In fact, there's an almost black cloud walking alongside me. There was no forecast for rain, but it's already rained twice today, and it's only 3 o'clock, so I'm not sure how much faith I have in it not raining again. I'm rugged up, but I'm not waterproof. I've just been sitting in the cafe and finishing off Murmurs, so that'll be sent out at 4 today. I just didn't have the energy to do it yesterday. After I got back from ringing, I had quite a quiet afternoon, and I feel a bit restored by that. Because somehow Mondays, which are my gentle day off, don't quite feel like gentle days off at the moment. I think it's because of these... I nearly fell through a manhole. I don't know quite who I was saying sorry to. I think my potential self as I fell down. Maybe it's the modern equivalent of falling down a rabbit hole. Anyway, as I was saying, Mondays are no longer quite the gentle days they were, because I kind of have a hospital visit first, so there's not much of an afternoon. But I'm really glad to have finished Murmurs, so it wasn't a morning off either, really. It was quite a solid morning of writing. And this week I have my In the Flesh writing group, for whom I hoped to have written a scene, and I had hoped to start that yesterday. So I'm not feeling as if I have quite enough space at the moment, or should I say, I'm feeling as if I have somehow wedged myself back into having too many things on. I cancelled a massage for this afternoon because I just couldn't quite see how I could do it, how I could manage it. So that did help, but still, my eyes are bigger than my stomach. Just going to cross the road, I think. Yeah, it's actually not a terribly good time to be walking in. I think school is out, so there are a few cars about. Certainly much more traffic than there was when I spoke to you yesterday on Sunday. I really enjoyed talking to you on Sunday, actually, and I'm wondering whether I might do a Sunday rather than a Saturday, or a Sunday rather than a Monday, because it's much more relaxed. It's much more relaxed. I don't feel as if I'm kind of squishing things. So maybe it will feel like a really different podcast for you as well if it's on a Sunday. We'll see. One of the nice things about this afternoon is that I have Qigong, and I do always feel much more centered and energized at the end of it than before I start. So I do know that even though I have quite a few things after each other this afternoon, that I'll have this boost, this calm sort of, or one of the things that's packed in is an oasis of calm. So that makes it already feel a bit easier. I'm just walking with you for a little bit without talking. I'm now in my favourite ash-lined street, and there was one tree more than any of the others that really enclosed you in the summer, and I have a horrible feeling that they've cut it down, although actually maybe they've just cut all the branches. It's looking a bit hacked off in every sense, and there is a tree missing further down, so I do hope it's just those couple and that it's not going to affect the others, because it's such a beautiful street in the summer. See now what they're doing, where they've removed the tree, how they're creating a wheelchair access to the college above. So I guess that's a good thing, but I think it was the tree that was the kind of most beautiful of the trees in this street, which is a bit of a pity. I wonder what you're doing today. I've recently seen some of the walks that others of you have made, and walking is such a wonderful way of belonging. I think that, well, that's my intended, that's what the moments was about, really, to this sense of connection with one's surroundings, whether one's on foot or a wheelchair, that this pace is the best way of, kind of, I was going to say marking territory, but that makes it sound territorial, which is not quite, it's not territorial in the sense of it being competitive or about ownership. The Aboriginal tribes here had a lovely system of kind of overlapping belongings. So large areas would be the areas that one tribe would move through in one season and a different one in another season. So they were very delicately overlapped territories. And I really like to think that these walking neighbourhoods, these are a bit like that, where you have, I guess in my sense is that I have a tight sort of a little neighbourhood that's probably about, I don't know, 4 blocks or something, maybe a bit more, and then a slightly wider neighbourhood. Well, ever widening circles, like a stone in a pond of friendship and acquaintanceship and knowledge of space. And I guess there are a few little satellite neighbourhoods or places of comfort too. I think of the kind of area around the cathedral and the bookshop and the writer's cave and the bus stop in town that are all within one block. That's another kind of neighbourhood of mine that I know well. Oh, which way am I going to go? I think I've stopped in a silly place, really. This is a really terrible crossing for pedestrians. Well, it's pretty bad for cars as well. It's not like a proper crossroads. Some people have priority round a bend. Anyway, I have negotiated it and I'm on the other side. And I'm going to sign off in a minute. I'm getting to the noisy zone. As I mentioned before, I hope you have some way of enjoying the space you're in and the neighbourhood that you're in. And I hope that whatever you're engaged with at the moment is feeding you, nourishing you. And I thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.